Today in Pakistan, President Pervez Musharraf finally relinquished his military title of general so he could be sworn in for another presidential term tomorrow. It's a big step and one that's been demanded by his opponents for months now. We're joined by Declan Walsh. He's correspondent for Britain's Guardian newspaper. He's been watching the latest developments in Islamabad. Welcome back to the program.
Hello.
This was a military affair and it was filled with all sorts of pomp. Can you kind of describe the scene there?
Well, this was held actually in a hockey ground that had been turned into a parade ground for the day. There was all of the usual sights. There was a marching parade. There was a band that played the song Auld Lang Syne as Musharraf was inspecting it.
It seems like an odd choice, Auld Lang Syne. Any idea why that particular tune doesn't seem particularly Pakistani?
It was one of several elements of the ceremony that really echoed the British colonial heritage that Pakistan has. Everything from the type of uniforms that the soldiers were wearing to the way that the ceremony was conducted probably hasn't changed very much really since the turn of the century when Britain was in control of this part of the world. Of course, it's also infused with very modern and Pakistani elements. President Musharraf, in his speech, gave praise to Allah, to God, for the 43 years that he has served with the Pakistani military. And he was also very emotional. He said that he loved the army. You have to remember that only 6 or 7 months ago, President Musharraf said that his army uniform was, as he put it, his second skin. At that point, it looked very unlikely that he was going to resign as head of the army. But things obviously have turned out differently today, and he has contrived his expectations and gone ahead and done it.
There is a video on the Guardian's website, and you can see there's this kind of symbolic moment where Musharraf is literally passing this baton off to his successor, Ashfaq Kiani, and there's kind of an awkward little moment where he almost can't get it off of the wooden board it's been mounted on, and Kiani kind of slyly reaches over to help him. Did people pick up on that at all? It seemed a bit awkward.
Yes, I think they did, yes. As you say, the symbolism of the moment was quite heavy. President Musharraf tried to remove that baton from a little wooden holder. It seemed to be slightly stuck, quick as lightning. General Kiani, who was standing opposite him, reached down, helped to prise it out, handed it to General Musharraf, and then General Musharraf very quickly handed it to him, thereby symbolizing the change in command of the army, and very shortly afterwards it was all over. Throughout the ceremony, General Musharraf looked, in a strange way, very grave-faced and very serious, but through the language and the way he expressed himself during his speech, this was obviously a very big moment for him, as well as obviously an important step for Pakistan.
And Declan, after all of this ceremony today, will anything actually change in Pakistan?
Things have changed very substantially here as a result of this. Tomorrow, President Musharraf will be, according to his own plans, invested as the civilian president of the country for another 5-year term. The difference, of course, would be that he no longer has the dual role as the head of the army. Going forward, that means that he will, of course, still enjoy the support of the army. But there is a new character, General Kiani, at the helm at the moment. Analysts consider that he has a very different style to General Musharraf. He may have different priorities. And most significantly, as General Musharraf goes into what's undoubtedly going to be a very turbulent political period over the coming months, we have a general election due in early January. The emergency rule that he imposed 3.5 weeks ago remains in place. The two major opposition leaders, Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif, have both returned from exile in the past 6 weeks. So as General Musharraf faces into this very difficult period, he will be able to rely on the moral support of the army. But if things come to the worst, and if, for instance, there was a call for troops to be brought out onto the streets to quell growing unrest, well, then the decision to do that would no longer be his. Now it's the decision of another man, General Kiani.
Declan Walsh, correspondent for Britain's Guardian newspaper. He spoke with us from Islamabad. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.